What's up, y'all? This is Delise, award-winning artist, and you're listening to Lady Diva Live Radio. Don't you go anywhere. Take it away, Lady Diva.
Really don't make no difference if you wanna go, don't really want you to go. Really don't make no difference if you wanna go, don't really want you to go. Really don't make no difference if you wanna go, don't really want you to go.
Really don't make no difference if you wanna go, don't really want you to go. Yeah. Most danger.
Sometimes it's lovely with you and me, and sometimes it ain't. Sometimes I wanna pack my bags and leave, all of a sudden I can't. At times the neighbors knocking on the door, wanna register complaints. Even if I wanna smack you across your face, I better practice restraint. Oh,
really don't make no difference if you wanna go, I really want you to go.
Just keep it moving, there's other fish in the sea.
Yeah.
Keep yip-yapping, running your mouth, might be a tragedy. You got peeps up in her places, you keep threatening me. I'm from the Memphis, 10 aisle back at you, don't end the black and blue.
I'm gonna break this love down on you. Love you.
All that you put me through, keep on defying me. Don't take back all the energy, I let you drain from me. I choose to just step into the left, cause that's my liberty.
Really don't make no difference if you wanna go, don't really want you to go. Really don't make no difference if you wanna go, don't really want you to go.
Everyone, get out, no stay by Delise. Welcome, everyone. Thank you all for tuning in to Let's Jazz It Up, Blog Talk Radio. Here I am, Lady Diva, here on air. Phone lines are open. 657-383-0771. Call in. Give a shout out to my upcoming here next guest right with me now, Delise. Delise, are you with me this evening?
I'm here.
All right.
How are you?
All right. Where are you calling from?
I'm in Atlanta right now.
Hey, Atlanta fans, get with it. Call in now. Tell us all how your journey in the music industry began. Who and whom was your inspiration, and what motivates you to keep going, Delise?
Well, that's a loaded question. Most of the people who know... Most of the people who know this voice heard it first in Memphis, Tennessee, which is my hometown. Shout out to Memphis. And the first person to put me on radio was All Over Town, Chris Brown. And I got started by a jingle. He was on radio as Jammer on B101.1 FM in Memphis, Tennessee, and asked me if I would help get his name out more. And I did a little jingle, and that jingle went, "All over town is Chris Brown, jamming on the Chris Brown show, watch him go." And that got his name out, and it got my name out. So that's kind of how I got started. You know, much like I think Tyrese and Luther Vandross and some of the big name artists who went on to do big things, he got my name out in Las Vegas and took that jingle and helped get my name out. It was played during segues that happened during the Tom Joyner morning show. So Tom Joyner got a chance to hear it, and of course that just blew me up even more. And once my name started getting out, people wanted to see, of course, the face behind the name, and I could no longer hide. You know, they want to know what the face looks like with the voice, you know.
Right, right.
And as a child, there was so much going on in my home life that no one was aware of. I kind of just would get up, you know, get dressed, go to school. We went to private school for a span, and things just looked normal because that's how I had to act, as if things were fine, you know, at home. So music was a gift that God blessed me with in order to help heal, and that's what I do for people, you know, now. Hopefully that's what, you know, the gift that God has given to me to bless other people with. And that's my main mission in life, is to leave a legacy of healing, you know, for people. That's the whole goal.
All right. Thank you for that information. Thank you. Thank you very much.
You did ask my inspiration. I'm sorry. I forgot to mention that. Sade is my favorite artist. That's like my number one artist.
All right. Thank you for that. Thank you. Wow. She's my favorite as well. Now, the first song played, Get Out, No Stay. What year did that song come out?
I can't even remember. I think I got signed to my label in 2011, but I started writing songs way before I got signed. So that song was written somewhere before 2010 or 2011. And the song itself just came from a beat I had in my head, and that was the hook. That's all I was hearing in my head, was that part. Really don't make no difference if you want to go. That's all I was hearing in my head. And I got in touch with, we call him Mo Danger, and a lot of people know him. Mo Danger, that's one of the names he goes by. And he is a stellar producer. Like, this guy is incredible. He's so bad, he got so bad that he's good. He was picked up by Justin Timberlake. So he is on a couple of the songs on my Dream Realized project. And I went to his studio. It's the Danger Zone. That's what we call it, the Danger Zone. And he worked with me, and we built that track, and it came out to what you're hearing now. And that song gets a whole lot of positive feedback. And it scored high when we did the radio test on that song. So there's really no particular story behind it. Unfortunately, there's nobody in mind that I'm kicking out of the door, but it does resonate with a lot of people when they hear it.
Right, yes. Right. All right. Thank you for that information. So we're going to move along onto the show by talking about the new single, upcoming single, Boom Clack Out Loud. Tell me a little bit about this single.
This is another song that, once again, I just have something in my head. And on this one, I worked again with someone from my hometown, Memphis, and this young man I actually went to school with, so he's a longtime friend of mine. His name is Darren James, and he's actually with Stacy Mitchard, who is a top 40 blues artist, and Darren James has been the drummer and been with his band for some time. And we worked together on this track. He actually sent it to me from Nashville, and I wrote to the track, and we got this together and got it done. And I came, you know, went to the studio here in Atlanta, and this is what we came up with. So I just think it's awesome. It's sort of a neat, what I call neo pop. Everybody says I'm neo soul when you hear my voice. But this kind of has a pop twist on it. And what we wanted to do was go ahead and market it, you know, to the pop arena. However, what ended up happening was the day that it was supposed to come out is the day that I found out what was going on with my label, you know. Myself and everyone on the label ended up finding out that there was, you know, deceit going on with the label, and it never did come out on release day.
Well, we'll talk about that later. Eventually, it will all come out later, right? And it will all work out. So we're going to move along, and I will play this single. You stay in that hot seat, Delise. Phone lines are open, everyone. This is Let's Jazz It Up, Blog Talk Radio. Boom, clack out loud.
You know, this is my favorite song, 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 song. You know, this is my favorite song.
Clap out loud.
Get it on the floor.
Celebrate, no doubt.
want to do the pop in my chair, Delise.
Uh-oh. Don't fall.
All right. All right.
I hope it's a medical.
No, that's not ever going to happen. So, can you give us your website information, Delise, and any social sites, media pages that you're, where our listeners can locate you on, please?
I can. The first thing I say is the easiest way to find everything is through Google. If you Google Delise, which is D-E capital L, it's D-E capital L-I-S-E, award-winning artist, or Delise, D-E capital L-I-S-E, T as in Tom, M as in Mary, G as in George, artist. Those are the easiest way to find me is through Google. Other than that, I do have my own website, which is www.delise, D-E-L-I-S-E-T-M-G, artist. .org. So it's not web. It's www.delisetmgartist.org. And on Instagram, it is @delisetmgartist. On Twitter, it's @delisetmgartist. Facebook, that's Delise Award Winning Artist. And that's pretty much it.
Well, thank you for all that information. Thank you so much. I'm sure our listeners are taking down notes. We have a caller, area code 404. Please state your name. Go ahead.
Jackie Randolph.
Jackie, thank you for calling in.
You're welcome. Hey, Brenda. Hey, Delise. How are you? Congratulations.
Hello, Jackie.
I love it. I love it. It's rocking. Boom. Clock out. I like it. I like it. I just listened to it on the show. It's rocking,
girl.
Thank
you so much. Thank you. This is support from all the way from Memphis to Atlanta. This is somebody who supported me for almost what? We don't want to say how long, but a long time.
Wow.
Yes, a long time. I love her.
Long
Thank
time.
You so much, Jackie.
Yes, I love you. And keep it up, girl. You know I'm always rooting
Thank
for you, and I'm always there.
Yes, she is. She is like, I mean, nobody better. Nobody better.
Thank
All right.
you. All right. Keep it up. Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Keep it up, Delise. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
All Bye-bye. Right. That was fun. Okay. So, Delise, I would like to ask you, is there any new music projects in the near future you would like to give us any small details about?
I am working on a jazz song. With someone, yeah, it's a jazz song. It's called My Sometime Valentine. And it's with someone here well known in the Georgia Atlanta jazz scene. His name is Bashan Broughton. And once we get so busy, that's the problem. He gets busy, I get busy. So it's just a matter of connecting, you know. finish up everything. But we've been putting out feelers on it. So, you know, people are liking what they're hearing so far. But I have been getting asked a lot about doing jazz music, which is something that I definitely want to do. Most people say when they hear my voice, they hear jazz all in it, you know. So that's definitely something that I'm wanting to do. You know, I could retire doing jazz. I'm fine with that.
Good. Jazz is one of my favorite genres.
Yes. It's like we just want to go sit down somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah. Sit your butt down.
Right. Right.
So, Delise, I would like to spin another one of your tracks. Did You Come in Paris? Would you like to give us all a little brief story for this track, if there is any?
Well, did you come in here? This is what I say about who I am as a writer. I like to say I'm the person that says what a lot of people want to say, and they're either afraid to say it, and if you can't say it, you just press play it. So that's what I want you to do. When you're ready to say what you want to say and the words escape you, you just put delete on and you just press play it. So that's kind of what Did You Come in Paris is. You know, it has not a whole lot to do with Paris, but a lot to do with reminiscing.
Yeah.
You know, and what love is about. So that's the backdrop of Did You Come in Paris. And,
all
and
right.
We are waiting for the video for this song.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
So stay in your seat, Denise, and we'll be right back. Phone lines are open, everyone. Here is Did You Come in Paris?
Thank you.
In Paris. Your hand on my side, me on a mission.
still like tuning in.
That one was grown soap right there.
I love it. I love it, Delise. Damn.
Thank you.
Thank you all listeners for still tuning in to Let's Jazz It Up Blog Talk Radio with Lady Diva, Delise.
Yep, that was grown folk,
What is that ultimate desire, what you want your fans to get out of your music?
Just joy. J-O-Y. Joy. You know, music is what, you know, it's that, it's the, what do they say, it's the book, it's your book, it's reminiscent of things that happened in your life, and it makes you go back to those moments, you know, and I want the lead music to be scattered somewhere in those moments, you know, in their lifetime. So,
right.
I want to make an impact in somebody's life with the words that I'm writing and the melodies and things that I'm doing.
Right, right.
You know, so.
Well,
that's
thank
a big deal. You're welcome.
Thank
well,
you for that. Wow, so heartfelt. Thank you.
You're doing that too.
Yeah, thank you. We have a caller with area code 302. Please state your name, please. Go ahead.
Hey, Miss Brenda, it's Rod Clemens calling.
Hey, Rod
Clemens. And I am listening. I'm listening to you and Delise. This, oh my gosh, that song. First of all, that first song, I'm in here just jamming. You hear me?
You're doing the snapping in your seat.
Yes, I have lost 5 pounds listening to that song. I mean, I'm about to.
Good.
That second song you just played was just, I mean, oh my gosh. I'm a musician as well, I'm a keyboard player, recording
Are
artist,
you?
Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I'll be coming out to Evansville to perform with Brenda soon. I'm listening to those chords, and I'm a classically trained pianist, and I love theory and stuff like that. So I love to analyze stuff when I hear it. So I'm hearing your vocal harmonies, especially, and I'm like, what chords is that? What?
Something new to refresh your mind.
That's why I say it's a gift. It has to be.
Yeah.
It has to be. Yeah, I wish I was out your way so I could come out there and support and hear you guys.
All right.
Oh, that would be fun. That would be fun.
It would be.
All right.
I'll get that.
Well, thank you for supporting.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I definitely, I love this. This is absolutely fantastic. I'm going to find you on Facebook and send you a friend request.
All right.
It's under Delise Award Winning Artist. That's my fan page. So let me know and then give me your page so that I can follow you.
Okay, I will.
Thanks for calling, Rod Clemens. Just to let the listeners know, Rod Clemens and his partner duo, Dan Kenneth, will be performing live here in Evansville, Indiana at the Evansville Development Community Annex at 315 Taylor Avenue here in Evansville, September 27th and 28th. Tickets will be coming up soon, so look for me on Facebook under Brenda Lady Diva Nanette Moss on Facebook, Twitter, or IG.
You have a good show. Maybe I'll make it up.
Oh,
there.
Thank you.
Oh, I want to see Delise in person.
Yeah.
Wow, that would be awesome.
Maybe we can make it happen.
Oh, wow, that would be so awesome. Yes. So we're going to, Rod Clemens, thank you for calling in. You're more than welcome,
you're welcome
to stay on the show and be listening.
Okay.
If you have anything else to say right now, say so. But I have to continue with the show.
Keep going. I'm listening now.
Okay, then. All right. All right. All right. Delise.
Yes.
I will like to ask you, if you wouldn't mind, you can give a shout out to any of the persons that supported you in your musical journey. You can go ahead. Or any words
okay.
you want to say.
What I usually do is just say that it's my fan base. I call them Team Delise or Team Delisers. And I'm always 100% grateful for the people who have been there from day one and who have supported me. And then there are the ones that I call my VIP ones, who go over, you know, above and aboard. And those are the ones who have come to my events, whether they're in Memphis, Atlanta, Las Vegas. Those are people who are sharing, you know, my music on their pages. They're not afraid, you know, to show that they support me just because I'm not a, you know, mainstream artist yet or 100% well-known yet. They're not afraid to show support, you know, for me. And, of course, purchasing and buying my products and stuff. So those people, they know who they are because I talk to them on a regular. You know, I'm on their pages. I differentiate and show them as Team Delise VIP and things of that nature. So I do it that way so that I don't miss anyone. So, yeah, I just want to do it that way. I definitely want to shout you out, Lady Diva. And thank you for coming to me and approaching me about putting me on radio. Yes, I've had interviews before and done. I must say that no one has been as thorough as you have and marketed me. Normally, I have to do the marketing, but you and your team have definitely supported me and shown me support and put my name out there. In a different way than I've ever had done before, and I have to say I really, really appreciate that, and 100% thank you for the way that you've done for me. Thank you very much for that.
Oh, you're welcome. It's my pleasure. Your music is so sound, energizing. You're a woman, and your actions. You're very thorough and heartfelt.
Thank you.
Something drawn me to you. Something drew me to you. So that was not an accident. Wow. And thank you so much. And we're more new friends and future friends.
Great. I agree.
Great. I will still be promoting the show and the right music that you want me to promote. Also,
okay.
I would like you to give our listeners out there information where they can purchase your singles at mainstream online.
Okay, great. Currently, the singles available are The Weeknd Song and Did You Come in Paris, and those are available on all of your normal digital downloads, such as iTunes, CD Baby, the Amazon, all of your normal outlets. Once again, you can always go to Google and just put in The Weeknd Song by Delise or Did You Come in Paris by Delise, and that will bring up where these songs are available. Any other music by me, you can definitely come to me direct if you're trying to get other songs available by me, because those songs had to be pulled, of course, because of what happened with my
yes.
record label, but
yes.
we do still have the songs that I was able to put out on my own, thank God, which are Did You Come Here and The Weeknd Song. All of those are by Delise.
Right, right.
So we have
thank you for that.
Right now.
Thank you for that information.
And I'm sorry, I forgot the single. And BCOL will be released shortly. We are announcing, which I was saving, but I might be running out of time, so I need to go ahead and put this out, that I have need to deal with an HBO Showtime comedian, so I will be getting a music video put together. Some of it will be in my hometown. Some may be parts shot in Atlanta as well. And that's going to be coming up shortly. So that's a big deal.
Okay. Thank you for that information, Delise. Delise, I would like to ask you, we're coming close to the end of our showcase. I know the fun is dimming down. I will send the last song, the weekend song.
Yes.
You have any words of encouragement you would like to say before you sign out?
I do.
Advice to all those that want to enter into the music industry.
Sure. It may seem like there's a lot of negativity in this industry. It's not that it seems like it. There actually is a lot of negativity in the music industry. But the thing is, you just have to stay, in your lane and stay positive, stick to your, what you were taught and the way that you know is righteous. Do what you know is right. Do right by people, and good is going to come to you. And that's what I've done. The money may not be on the right path, but the money is going to come. What's important is your brand, your name, what you're putting out. You never want to get a bad name in the industry or in any industry. Your name is the product. Like Delise, I'm Delise. Delise is the product. Delise is the brand. I don't want anything negative on my name. Therefore, I'm going to treat everybody, treat everybody the best, treat them the way I would want to be treated. So, and as with anything, just don't give up. Don't change the way you are. Change the way you are to those people. So that's the best thing I can put out there.
Wow. Thank you for that. That's a message right there to deliver today. Wow. Thank you, Delise. Thank you so much. Well, everyone, that is Delise here tonight on her all her music. Get out, no stay. BCOL will be coming out soon. Did You Come in Paris? And the weekend song I will be playing next. Everyone, stay tuned here on Let's Jazz It Up. There will be more announcement and more music. Delise, keep in touch. You have a blessed evening. Thank you for your participation on this show. The show has been recorded. Keep in touch with me. You are an angel, Delise.
Thank you so much. And so are you.
Five, four, three, two, one. Now, now. Get ready to begin. Five, four, three, two, one. Now, now.
September 21st, show begins at 6 p.m. General admission, $25 and $35. VIP tickets are going on right now for $55. 10 seats up to $85. You can call the Plaza Box office number at 812-435-5770. Or the VIP number, you can call 323-445-3887. That is the Old National Beach Bench Plaza Love Jam Benefit Concert. Yes, Tom Brown is going to be there. And guess who else is going to be there? Lisa Morgan, yes, she will be here in Evansville, Indiana at the Old National Event Plaza Center Love Jam Concert. Yes, she will. That is one of her old jams. He will be performing here in Evansville along with Melissa Morgan and also Tom Brown. And guess who else? The Temprees. Remember this song? It's an oldie but goodie.
While I'm away from you. for you.
DJ Cazale from California, and also another DJ originally from Evansville, Indiana, John B. He is the host for WUPV. He will be our host for the Evansville Old National Defense Plaza Love Jam Concert for September 21st. I would like to also announce my lady boss, Lady V, Bradina Bentley Brody, and Robert Jameson, RJ, they are producers for entertainment. Bradina is a native of Evansville, Indiana. She is here in Evansville today. She will be also making an announcement and appearing on Channel 44 News with Gretchen Irons in the entertainment show on Channel 44 News at 8:45 a.m. Please tune in. Yes, this is dedicated to the one I love by the Temprees. They are performing along with other artists. The lineup includes Howard Hewitt, Melissa Morgan, Tom Brown, the MC, John B. from WEV. Added to the show is Chili Bill Rankin from the Mad Lads and DJ Cassell from California. This concert is a benefit concert in support of Deaconess Gateway Cancer Treatment Center here in Evansville, Indiana. This production is from Lady V's Entertainment and RJ's Productions. Please buy your tickets at the old Events Plaza box office for tickets, or you can go to Ticketmaster. I have more music, new music, from Tom Brown and Howard Hewitt and Melissa Morgan. Stay tuned, everyone.
Baby, you're the one. Oh, 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 baby, you're the one.
Everybody needs somebody, and I'm thinking right now you got me. Now I see, baby, you're just so right for me.
Everything is what I like about you, and I'm certain it's not too good to be true. All of a sudden, I wanna be in your path. So give us the chance to make this last.
Yeah.
By Howard Hewitt, his new single, You Are the One. Stay tuned, everybody. I have announcements to make. Please tune in to Evansville's Channel 44 News at 8:45 a.m. Friday with Gretchen Irons in the entertainment show. That will be Bradina Bentley Brody and RJ. They are the entertainment producers for the upcoming concert event at the Old National Events Plaza, the Love Jam Concert, benefiting the Deaconess Cancer Treatment Center here in Evansville, Indiana. It will be September 21st, 2019. Show begins at 6 p.m. Buy your tickets now at Ticketmaster or check out at the Old Events Plaza box office for your tickets. That new jam was You Are the One by Howard Hewitt. I have another new jam by Tom Brown coming up. Stay tuned, everyone. right, that is Tom Brown, Groove Line. I don't know if any of you guys heard it, but he has a lot of new music out. Yes, he will be performing at the Love Jam benefit concert, which is at the Old National Events Plaza. Please check out and go online and get your tickets on online at Ticketmaster. The general admission is $25 and $35. VIP tickets are going for $55. Pit seats are up to $85. There is a Plaza Box phone number at 812-435-5770. Please, you guys, buy your tickets now. Also, tune in to Channel 44 News with Gretchen Irons. She does the entertainment show 8:45 a.m. tomorrow, which is Friday. That is Friday, July the 26th at 8:45 a.m. Please tune in with Lady V, my boss, RJ. They are the entertainment producers for the concert. Please tune in. I am going to play a new single by Melissa Morgan. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. And please do tune in to my next upcoming show with hip-hop artist YB. I'm quite sure a lot of our community friends and followers have heard of YB. Yes, he is an up-and-coming artist in rap music. Yes, rhythm and poetry, of course. Please stay tuned to my upcoming show, which is tomorrow, Friday night, at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. I will be playing a lot of YB's rap music, new rap music. And this is Lady Diva. Sorry, the show has to end. I am signing out, and thank you all for your support. Here is Love Demands by Melissa Morgan. Buy your tickets, everyone, and thank you. Love you guys.
Of only being in-
This is Lady Diva of Let's Jazz It Up, Blog Talk Radio. Thank you all for tuning in. This is Lady Diva signing out.